Ladies and gentlemen, we're very pleased and honored to welcome all of you here to our Tech Talk training session of November 19th, 2007. We want to wish all of you, all over the world really, a very happy Thanksgiving. It's a holiday Thursday in the States, but other countries celebrate it at their own time of the year. But happy Thanksgiving to all. And there's my watch ticking here. Without further ado, to introduce our honored guest today, I'm going to introduce a member of our Tech Talk team and my good friend, Rob Turner, for the introduction. Rob, the microphone is yours.
Well, thank you, Bob. It's my pleasure to introduce Earl Harrison of HandyTech North America and Kelly Dunn, also with HandyTech North America, and they're going to be telling us about cell phone accessibility. They'll be talking about, in particular, mobile speak 2.0 is part of the content, and they'll be talking about a new user-centered licensing, and they're going to talk about some common functions that people want to know how they can handle on the cell phones, like sending messages and just checking battery level, little things like that. So and I want to thank Earl and Kelly both for being very helpful, very cooperative in putting this thing together. So without further ado, I'll turn it over to whichever of them wants to start the presentation. Thanks, everybody, for being here.
Hello, everybody. This is Earl Harrison from HandyTech North America. And I haven't locked the mic yet. I just wanted to test one more time as I was taking care of some other things here. And it sounds to me like it's a go. Welcome. I'm going to go ahead and lock the mic here.
Whoop. Still not locked. Okay.
Okay, I haven't been using the computer very long. Sorry about that. Kelly, could you just check with me from the other room? Are you hearing me okay? Okay, excellent. Okay. And, well, once again, thank you and welcome to Tech Talk. I'm very pleased to be here with you guys today. And my name, once again, is Earl Harrison, HandyTech North America, formerly known as Triumph Technology. HandyTech North America is a training and okay. Sorry about the interruption. I've got my indoor-outdoor thermometer informing me that the room I'm sitting in is at 65 degrees, and the outdoor temperature is about 36 degrees. Okay, so again, we are going to talk a little bit about cell phone accessibility, which is a very hot button for a lot of people. And before we start with our presentation of MobileSpeak smartphone version 2.0, I'm just going to go ahead and take a few minutes to discuss some of the differences between the different types of cell phones that you find out there on the market that work specifically with the Code Factory line known as MobileSpeak. Now, MobileSpeak initially came out as a Symbian product, and Symbian can really be thought of as an operating system. In fact, the difference between a Symbian smartphone and a Windows Mobile smartphone is pretty analogous between the difference between Windows and Linux, if you will. So those are two types of smartphones. The Symbian smartphone was among the first. Symbian is a very sleek, efficient operating system, and you can do a lot of cool things with Symbian phones. In fact, a few years ago, people thought that Symbian was on its way out, but we're finding every day that people are purchasing their Symbian phones and loving it because it is such a robust operating system. Very reliable, very stable. Very seldom do I experience lockups on either of my Symbian phones. I'm using the Nokia N95-3, which I love. It's got a regular touch-tone keypad. And the Nokia E61, which is another very good Symbian phone with a QWERTY keyboard. So you see, it's really a matter of what it is the individual user wants. Do you want a touch-tone keypad, in which case, if you're getting into text message, you're going to find yourself having to text message the slow way. For example, the pressing of the number 2 3 times equals the letter 3, the number 6 3 times equals O, etc. But I've actually gotten pretty fast at it, and I don't mind it that much. But once you get spoiled with a QWERTY keyboard, for a lot of people, all bets are off because you just text and text. And what are known, commonly supposed to be known as short messages, also become very voluminous messages. So actually, you've got so many characters in a text message before it actually sends it as two messages in a lot of cases. At any rate, the advantages of using a Symbian smartphone over a Windows Mobile smartphone, from a user's perspective, are not vast. I think the most significant competitive advantage that the Windows smartphone operating system and the Windows Pocket PC operating system, we'll talk a little bit more about that later, has is the ability to synchronize your data using Microsoft Active Sync. However, it is possible to synchronize your Outlook data using a Symbian phone as well, using a program called Nokia PC Suite. In fact, I've got my phone set up, so as soon as I walk in the door, pardon me, and establish a connection with, I automatically establish a connection with my computer as soon as I walk in the door, because I walk into range of my desktop computer. So all the work that I've done throughout the day on my E61 or my N95 get synchronized, so all my notes that I've taken, all my calendar appointments that I've made, all the contacts that I've taken throughout the day automatically get synchronized. And of course, the reverse is true. All the information that I've updated on my Outlook gets updated on my phone as well. So the main difference is that PC Suite is not yet exactly the most, and some people might consider this an understatement, not exactly the most accessible application. There are several versions of PC Suite. Some are more accessible than others, but it does require a lot of mousing around to really get it to behave the way you want it to. The nice thing is once you set it, you can forget about it, and it just works. And, of course, you can do the same type of thing with the Windows Mobile operating system. So we've discussed Symbian smartphones and a little bit about Windows Mobile smartphones. Let's take it up a notch here and talk a little bit about the Windows Mobile Pocket PC environment. Really, we've drawn a distinction between Symbian and Windows smartphone, but now we're going to draw a distinction between Windows Mobile smartphone and Windows Mobile Pocket PC. Essentially, the difference is that a Pocket PC device has a touch screen, and it has hardware buttons that you can use. You can either use the touch. Well, the way Code Factory has so ingeniously worked it out is that the touch screen is broken up into quadrants. You've got for each quadrant, you've got a tap, a double tap, and a single tap. And, of course, you can hold down any number of modifier keys, the control and combination with let me use an example that I really know. Actually, the alt key in combination with single tap 1 will actually activate the Braille display. So the Pocket PC phone can really be considered a PDA first, with some phone, well, and you can talk on it, it's a telephone. But there's really a lot of emphasis on the PDA functionality. For example, you've got Windows Word Mobile and PowerPoint and Excel, and I've heard it being demonstrated quite nicely on this very forum by Larry Lewis in the past. And the the smartphone does not have, actually, the Windows Mobile 6 is the latest version of the smartphone, and it does not have, Windows Mobile 6, the lines are continually being blurred between smartphone and Pocket PC, and right now, Windows Mobile 6 does have Word, Excel, and PowerPoint. The difference is that you cannot create a document on a smartphone, but you can edit documents on a smartphone. So what some people do is they will just create a blank document and place it on their smartphone and do the editing that way. Just bring it up whenever they want to edit and change the name, save it as something else. So the smartphone is really a phone first. The Pocket PC phone has a lot more emphasis on Pocket PC functionality or PDA functionality, but like I said, they're really starting to blur the lines between what's considered a smartphone and a Pocket PC phone. The most distinguishing factor, I think, is the touch screen on the Pocket PC phone. So that's a little bit about Symbian smartphone, Windows Mobile smartphone, and Pocket PC. Now, what we did, Kelly and I did on Saturday, because we wanted to show the latest release of MobileSpeak smartphone version 2.0 was just released on Friday. We wanted to show it in the best possible light, and we didn't want to get hung up with any technical difficulties, but although we've already experienced those today. What we did is we pre-recorded some things about the new release. What we're going to do now is listen to Kelly do a demonstration of actually downloading the Windows Mobile smartphone application using the new download wizard on the Code Factory website. She is then going to install MobileSpeak smartphone, and then she is going to download and unpack a Bookshare book and read it. And finally, we are going to Kelly is going to show you how you can actually use a Braille display to send a text message or create a document or whatever, what have you. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to release the microphone here, and Kelly is standing by, and she's going to take over. She's going to lock the microphone, and then we're going to go ahead and run that audio for you. It runs about 48 minutes, so please stand by.
Is it locked, girl? I think I did. Can you?
Just testing. And I'm with HandyTech North America. I'm the training manager here, and before I get started with what we're going to do today, let me give you a little information. Our website is www.handytech.us. That's HandyTech.us. Our phone number is 651-636-5184. And if you have any questions or concerns and you want to send an email, that can be sent to info@handytech.us. Today I'm going to be talking about MobileSpeak smartphone and demonstrating some of the new features that have just been released with MobileSpeak smartphone version 2.0. It released November 16th. And we're excited about some of the new features that are a part of this new release. I'm going to talk today about some of the features of MobileSpeak smartphone 2.0 and also do a demonstration on installation and then demonstrate some of the new features. User-centered licensing is something that we're very excited about with MobileSpeak smartphone. This basically means that the device isn't what is registered now, it's the user. And so when you install MobileSpeak smartphone, you'll be given a user ID. And because of this, then, you know, in a couple of years or maybe your phone goes bad, you'll be able to migrate your license from one device to another. So as new smartphones come out, you'll be able to, you know, install MobileSpeak, and it's not going to be centered on that particular device that you originally licensed. Another exciting new feature with MobileSpeak smartphone 2.0 is mobile magnifier. Mobile magnifier allows a low vision user to be able to magnify the print from 1.25 to 16 power magnification. Also, it has font smoothing, so as the print gets bigger, it's not going to get blurry or have the jagged edges. You also can change some of the color options and for contrast, and you can specify the border, what color you want your border to accentuate the text. Another feature with this version is support for Bookshare. Not only can you download Bookshare files from the Bookshare website, but you can also bring them up in a BRF reader, actually unpack them on the phone, and you don't need a Braille display to be able to use this particular feature. Okay, so now I'm sitting here on the Code Factory website. I'm going to move into this installation process. MobileSpeak is downloaded from www.codefactory.es. They've recently redone their site, and so as you go through this, what they call a download wizard, it steers you towards the right product. So right now I'm sitting on that download wizard link.
Download wizard.
And as you can see, I've been there before, so I'm going to press enter
link three
and activate that. And then we're going to skip directly to the main content.
Download now. This wizard helps you select the correct software for your mobile device. Load. Its download page and provide links to product documentation, installation upgrade, and activation instructions and other technical support articles. The steps in each screen of the wizard to specify the Code Factory products you are interested in the mobile device that you have. In which product type are you interested? Checkbox unchecked all. All. Checkbox unchecked screen readers.
Okay, we've got a checkbox here. And we're downloading
screen readers. Checkbox unchecked screen magnifiers.
The magnifier is part of the basic install, but you can download the magnifier without the speech, and that's why they've got this separated like this.
Checkbox unchecked screen readers.
Okay, I'm going to check that checkbox.
Browse off. Unchecked. Checked. Screen magnifiers. Checkbox. Unchecked. Mobile tools. Checkbox. Unchecked. Continue. Continue. Button.
And we'll continue to the next step.
26 links, three headings. Link, skip to main top. Link, skip to main content.
We'll skip to the main content.
26 links, three headings. End of heading 2. Download now. You selected the following search criteria. Link, product type. Screen readers. Which type of mobile phone or PDA do you have? Select a brand, manufacturer, or carrier. Select. Go back.
Select.
Combo box. Select a brand. Browse off. Select a brand, manufacturer, or carrier. Select. Combo box.
I'll be installing to a T-Mobile Dash, which is a smartphone running Windows Mobile 6. Each of the different carriers have different smartphones that can be purchased with the different providers. There's a list of compatible devices here on Code Factory's website, and we strongly suggest that before you make your purchase, before you head out to your cell phone store, that you take a look at that list so that you know you're going to get the right phone that's going to work with MobileSpeak.
Hotel. Asus.
And so I have a T-Mobile Dash. I wonder if I press T.
Telecom New Zealand. Telstra Australia. Telus Mobility. T-Mobile.
T-Mobile. Okay, that's the one I want.
Go back, button. Continue, button. 27 links, three headings. Top, link, skip to main.
Skip to the main content.
27 links, three headings. Download now. You selected the following search criteria. Link, product type. Screen readers. Link, brand, manufacturer, carrier. T-Mobile.
So with each step, it goes and runs through what you've already selected. So if you're running through this part and you discover that you made a mistake, there is a go back button.
Which specific mobile phone or PDA do you have? Select a device model. Select. Combo box. Select a device model. Browse off. Select. T-Mobile Amiel Europe. T-Mobile Dash.
That's the one I have, T-Mobile Dash. So I'm going to tab.
Go back. Go back. But continue. Continue.
And continue.
Button. 28 links, 3 headings. Link skip. Top. Link. Skip to main content. 28 links. Download now. You selected the following search criteria. Link. Product type. Screen readers. Link. Brand manufacturer tier. T-Mobile. Link. Device model. Dash.
That's a dash.
Select the language used by the Code Factory products you want to download. Checkbox uncheck all. All. Checkbox uncheck Danish, Dutch, English, Finnish, French, German, Greek, Italian, Norwegian, Portuguese, Spanish, Swedish, Turkish, contact privacy policy, legal info, site, map, web accessibility, without style, 2007, Code Factory, S.L. All rights reserved.
Whoa.
Danish. Checkbox unchecked. Dutch. Checkbox checked. English.
Okay, that's the checkbox we
checkbox
want.
Checkbox checked.
Okay, so we've checked this box. Now we're going to do a find.
Dialogue. Find. Combo.
And we're going to find the word M. Continue.
Match case M. Forward slang. Reverse slang R. Button.
Forward slang F.
Found. Continue. Button.
There's my continue button.
Browse off. Continue. Continue. Button. Code factory. Make. Top. Link. Skip to main content.
Skip to that main content.
54 link.
Makes things go a lot faster.
Download now. Use link. Product type. Screen readers. Link. T-Mobile. Link. Dash. Link. English. Based on the search criteria you selected, the following is the list of available. Downloads for the product test you are interested in. The downloads is indicated within downloads for the product test you are interested in. The total number of available. Downloads is indicated within parentheses. If you wish to change the selected search criteria in order to modify the number of results displayed by the wizard, please use the category links given above. List three with one item. Link. I. Screen readers. 27. End of list three. Heading three. Screen readers 27.
Now it says there's 27 different screen readers for mobile speak smartphone, and that is because that there are many different voices to choose from. They have the Phonics U.S. English voices. They have a cappella voices and Loquendo voices. Those are the most common ones that we have here in the United States. There's also some UK ones that are going to be thrown in there. Because it's English, so.
Heading 4. Mobile speak for Windows Mobile Smartphones V2.0 final version.
So it says it's the final version.
Heading 5. Software. List 4 with 10 items. Link. I. UK English Acapella Graham. Link. I. UK English Acapella Lucy. Link. I. UK English Loquendo Elizabeth. Link. I. UK English Loquendo Simon. Link. I. US English Acapella Heather. Link. I. US English Acapella Laura.
And I'm headed for the phonics one.
Link. I. US English Acapella Ryan. Link. I. US English Phonics.
US English Phonics.
Cancel. Button. Dialog. File download. Do you want to open or save this file? Name.
And we want to save the file.
Open before open. Link. With the RIP. Open O. Save S. Button. Code Factory making mobile phones and PDAs accessible to the blind and visually impaired Windows Internet Explorer. Combo. Edit box. File name. MSS Setup Phonics US English Multivoice Smartphone 201040.
We'll see where it's being
name.
Saved to.
Basic training. 1.
Okay, it's going to my documents.
Name. Combo. Edit box. Save as type key. Hide folders. Button. Save as.
Saving.
Close this dialog box when download complete. C. Checkbox. Checked. Dialog. Edo.iSmartphone201040.zip from www.codefactory.s completed. Cancel. Button. Dialog.
I'm running a broadband modem,
links,
so
it
goes pretty fast. We'll go to the desktop.
Windows Live Messenger.
Go to my documents.
14.
Also, I'd like to mention that I am running Vista, and I'm using Windows Mobile Device Center to synchronize with my phone. I have that sync partnership already set up, and my phone is already connected. If you're using XP, then you would download Microsoft ActiveSync 4.5. And again, you can get that from www.microsoft.com.
Documents. Four.
Okay, there's my documents
Windows
folder.
Basic training. Date modified. 11/14/2007, 9:55 p.m. Type. File folder. 1. 174. No selected item. List view. My videos. MSS 7.6 US English Multiverse Smartphone 20132. Date modified. 11/9/2007, 11:03 a.m.
That's the right one.
MSS 7.6 US English Multiverse Smartphone 20136. Date modified. 11/5/2007.
Nope.
MSS 7.6 US English Multiverse Smartphone 20140. Date modified. 11/17/2007.
Okay, that one we downloaded today. So that's the one that we want. So we're going to press enter on it.
MSS and MM. MSS 7.6 US English Multiverse Smartphone 20140. Type. Application. Compressed size. 4,956 kb. Password protected. No. Size. 5,004. Extract.
Press enter.
Button. Dialog. Compress zip folders. This application may depend on the compress. File in. Run U. Button. Cancel. Button. Extract X. Button. MSS 7.6 US English Multiverse Smartphone 20140. Extract compress zip folders. Edit box. File will be extracted to this folder F. Kelly documents MSS setup. Browse. R. Dial. Show extracted files when complete. H. Extract T. Button.
So we're extracting, and it's going to open a window that's going to have the file in it that
cancel
we need.
Button. Dialog. Calculating time remaining. Copying two items, 5.02 MB. Room. MSS setup. MSS setup.
Says there's two
MSS
files.
Setup. MSS setup. Calculating time remaining. Default.
One of those
D.
files.
And cell. Button. More information.
Is our installation, and the other file is
MSS and MMS Quick Start Guide.
A Quick Start Guide. So you can actually read that to get directions on how to install, and then also it's just a real quick kind of a version of the manual. It covers a lot of the new features and that kind of thing.
MSS and MMS Quick Start Guide. Date modified.
Okay, where's my
MSS
file?
MSS and MMS Quick Start. MSS setup.
There it is. I was going the wrong way. Oh, this should do it.
Cancel.
There
button.
We go.
Dialog. Open file security warning. The publisher could not be there. Run R. Button.
Run.
MSS setup. US English Multiverse Smartphone 20140.
I'm using Vista, and so whenever you launch something, you get what's called user account control, and that prevents you from doing any damage to your computer. It asks you again, are you sure you really want to do this?
User account control. An unidentified program wants access to your computer. Don't run the program unless you know where it's from or you use it. Before, MSS setup Linux US English Multiverse Smartphone 20140. Unidentified publisher. Default. Cancel. Button. Default. I don't know where this program is from or what it's for. Button. Allow. Button. I trust this program. I know where it's from.
Okay, I trust the program. I know where it's from.
Details. Allow it. Button.
So I'm going to allow it.
Your UAP background fake client window. MSS setup Linux US English Multiverse Smartphone 20140. MSS setup Linux US English Multiverse Smartphone 20140. Date modified. 11/17/2007, 8:35 p.m. Type. Application. Size. 5004 kb. 2/2. List view. Read only. Rich edit. Press page to see the rest of the agreement. Mobile speech and mobile magnifier for Windows mobile smartphones. Copyright C200620.
Okay, this is the user agreement, and I've already read it, and I'm not going to make anyone listen to the whole thing through a demonstration.
I agree. Button.
And I agree. If I don't agree, then it cancels the installation.
Standard installation installs speech and optional components. Radio button. Checked. 1/3.
So we've got a few different options here. We've got standard installation.
Install screen magnification only. Radio button. Unchecked. 2/3.
I could install screen magnification only.
Install additional voice only. Radio button.
Or
unchecked.
I could install additional voices. One of the things that people can do is purchase a second voice, and that would give you more options to switch back and forth. But we're going to do a
standard
installation.
Install optional components. Radio button. Checked. 1/3.
Okay.
Install screen install additional voice. Frank B. Button. Next 10.
Next.
Button. Speech required for new installations. Checkbox. Checked.
I need speech because I can't see the screen very well.
Screen magnification. Checkbox. Unchecked.
Oh, wait. I'm confused here.
Braille support. Checkbox.
Oh, yeah.
Checked. Screen magnification. Checkbox. Unchecked.
We
checked.
Want that checked because we want to install that.
Braille support.
Braille
checkbox.
Support.
Checked.
I have a Brailleino. It's a Handytech Braille display that I use with my cell phone.
Frank B. Button. Next 10. Button.
Next.
Edit box. Destination folder. Browse. R. Gram files mobile speed.
We'll accept the default for where it's installing
browse,
to.
Browse. R. Dial. Frank B. Next 10. Set speaker volume to maximum. Checkbox. Unchecked.
These are some options. And I haven't really played much with this. I know that even if this is unchecked when it installs, I always end up turning the volume down anyways, so.
Enable keypad sounds. Checkbox. Unchecked.
And I don't want keypad sounds when I use it, so I'm going to leave that unchecked.
I would like to perform the default installation recommended. Radio button, checked, 1 of 2.
And that's the recommended choice. The other option...
I would like ActiveSync to perform the installation...
...is to perform through ActiveSync, and we're just going to accept the default.
Right, read. Install I. Remote activation wizard. 3 links, 1 heading. Code Factory Remote Activation Wizard. Welcome to the Remote Activation Wizard. Thank you for choosing Code Factory products to access your mobile device. The Remote Activation Wizard will allow you to activate your copy of any Code Factory mobile product directly from your PC. This wizard will guide you through the activation process. Before continuing, please ensure that 1. You have read our link licensing pack. 2. Your mobile device is connected to your PC and that a partnership has been established using ActiveSync. 3. The date and time on your computer is correctly set. 4. There are no firewalls that could interfere during the remote activation process. Visit link, click here. The continue link, click here to exit the Remote Activation
mobile
Wizard.
Mobile device disconnected.
Okay, just checking to make sure I'm connected. I reached up to my
mobile
phone.
Mobile device connected.
I bumped a cord and it said it was just... I'm having problems with my cord. I don't know why. Okay, so now we're to the point where we're going to run through the remote activation wizard. Even if you have a phone that's activated, if you're upgrading to 2.0... you're going to want to run through the remote activation wizard to get your user ID. So we'll go to the next screen.
Link, licensing pack. Dialogue.
What did it do?
Visit link. Click here to continue.
We're going to continue.
2 links, 1 heading. Code Factory Remote Activation Wizard, what would you like to do? Unlike most software for Windows mobile devices, Code Factory products are licensed to a user, not to a specific mobile device. Link click here to read more about licensing Code Factory products. Please select one of the following options. Radio button checked. I am a registered user and I already have a user ID. Radio button unchecked. I have a license for the product and I would like to get a user ID. Radio button unchecked. I want to try the software for 30 days. Radio button unchecked. I want to deactivate my device and move to another device. Continue. Button. Visit link. Go back. Button.
Okay, you heard 4 choices there. It asks me what I really would like to do, and it's getting kind of chilly here, so I think what I'd really like to do is, you know, take off to a warmer climate. But since I can't do that, I guess I'll just have to decide that I want to do something with mobile speak here today.
Link, click here to read more about licensing Code Factory products.
Okay, so you could click there and read more about this process.
Radio button checked. Radio button unchecked. Radio button checked. I am a registered user and I already have a user ID.
That is ultimately what we're going to check because I do have a user ID.
Radio button unchecked. I have a license for the product and I would like to get a user ID.
If you already have MobileSpeak running on a phone and you've already purchased a license, you'll run through this option first.
Radio button unchecked. I want to try the software for 30 days.
Okay, so you've got a brand new phone and you've never tried MobileSpeak before. This is where you would activate your 30-day trial.
Radio button unchecked. I want to deactivate my device and move to another device.
And if you have MobileSpeak and something goes wrong with your phone and you need to migrate your license to a new phone, this is the option you would choose to migrate to a new phone. So we're going to go back up and make sure that the option we want is checked.
Radio button. I have a license for the product and I would like to get a user ID. Radio button unchecked. Radio button checked.
Okay, that's the one I want.
I am a registered user and I already have a user ID. Radio button unchecked. Radio button unchecked. Radio button unchecked. Continue. Button.
We're going to continue.
Browse off. 1 link, 1 heading. Code Factory Remote Activation Wizard. What is your user ID? Please enter your user ID below. The user ID is an 8-character string that uniquely identifies you as a user of our software. Remember that you should never share your user ID with anyone. It is unique to you and to your Code Factory products. Edit box. Continue button. Visit. Edit box. Browse off. Edit box.
Typing in my user ID. It's letters and numbers. And it's not something that's easy to remember. You don't choose your own user ID. It's something that's generated by the server. It's not a good idea to share your user ID with anyone, but it's definitely important to store it somewhere so you can use it in the future if you need it.
Continue. Button.
And we're going to continue.
1 link, 1 heading. Code factory remote activation wizard mobile device information. In order to activate the software, some information must first be retrieved from your device. Note that you will be able to view all the information collected from your device before it is sent to Code factory's servers. Before continuing, please ensure that 1. Your mobile device is connected to your PC and that a partnership has been established using ActiveSync. 2. The date and time on your computer is correctly set. 3. There are no firewalls that could interfere during the remote activation process. Please note that the radios on your mobile device need .g period. Bluetooth may be automatically turned on in order to retrieve all the required information. Continue button link, go back button.
Okay, so those are the requirements that it needs to get your license activated. It needs a working internet connection to do this. It does exchange information with the Code Factory server.
No link or control. Continue button.
We're going to continue this process.
Browse off. Two headings. Loading. Code Factory Remote Activation Wizard getting information from your mobile device. Please wait while the Remote Activation Wizard gathers all the necessary information from your mobile device. Note that no information about your device is currently being sent to Code Factory. You will be able to view all information collected about your device before it leaves your computer. Loading button.
And then we sit and we wait for it to gather the information.
One table, one heading. Code Factory Remote Activation Wizard activation details. All information necessary for the activation has been successfully retrieved from your device. The list will show the details about your mobile device that are going to be sent to Code Factory in order to complete the activation process. Table 1 start 9 row 2 columns user ID device ID type in limits device ID 35155301641888402 device ID 260BDFE54 legacy SNN and the platform type smartphone OS version 05.02.212 device name T-Mobile dash firmware version and the table 1 ends continue button bottom.
Okay, so we want to go to the continue button.
No link or control. Continue button. Browse off. Continue. Button. One link, one table, one heading. Code Factory Remote Activation Wizard. Remote Activation Status. You have successfully completed the Remote Activation Wizard. Please read the summary below to view all the activations available for your device. S. Activations for current device. Table 1 star 2 row 6 columns type. Activated product. Activated device. Activation date. Expiration date. Maximum version full. MSSS English Phone X T-Mobile dash 35155301641888402 date. November 17, 2007 and the 2.99 table 1 end link. Click here to exit Remote Activation Wizard. Bottom.
Okay, so we can click there to...
No link or link. Click here to exit remote.
Exit, because we've completed that process.
Dialogue. Mobile speak smartphone phone X US English mobile setup. Dialogue. Installation. Please wait while the remote device is being configured. This
and now we're back
seconds.
To the setup.
Box.
It's quite a simple process. Totally accessible
dialogue.
With a
mobile
screen reader.
Mobile speak smartphone phone X US English mobile setup.
But
choose the location to install. Device 47.32 MP3. 1.02. Combo box.
I have a storage card, so I'm going to install to that storage card.
Storage card 979.73 MP3. 2. OK. Button. Cancel. Button. Dialog. Installation. Default. Cancel. Button.
Now it runs through installing the files to the phone. And then once it's done, it'll restart the phone so that it can get mobile speak running. If you've decided to install a new version of mobile speak and you've already got mobile speak running, it's very important that you get mobile speak removed from the device before you run through the install. You can use ActiveSync to do that, or I like to just run through I synchronize my phone, obviously, so I don't lose my data. And then I just clear the storage and start from scratch, which is okay. It takes a little time to get my settings all right, but I just like having that clean start. So it does take a little time. It's important to be patient, not to disconnect the phone because it'll mess up the install. When I'm finished with this, I'll talk a little bit about the Bookshare and run through the process of downloading a book from Bookshare, unpacking and actually being able to read it. Also, I want to demonstrate connecting a Braille display. Oh, I just heard the vibration on my desk. And there goes my phone. It's restarting.
Dialogue. Mobile speak smartphone phone US English mobile US
mobile device disconnected.
And I have a close button.
MSS setup phone we'll US English
that.
Mobile US smart. MSS setup phone US desktop documents 14/27 list view.
So we are going to cut out some dead air. And the next thing you'll hear will be the sound of mobile speak smartphone starting up on the phone.
Today screen, left soft start, right soft contacts.
Okay, we're on my today screen right now, and I'm kind of finding that this speech is almost painfully slow. So I'm going to speed him up just a tiny bit here.
Rate 11, rate 13, rate 14.
There, that's pretty good. I was pressing the home key and then the left and right arrows on the phone. I should probably describe a little bit about how the phone looks, even though all phones are a little different. With the T-Mobile Dash, I have a full QWERTY keyboard, and above that QWERTY keyboard on the left, I have my send button, and then next to that, I have the left soft button, which is used, as you hear me demonstrate, you'll hear it say things like left soft start, right soft contacts. If I push those buttons, it's like a quick way to get to whatever that button is assigned to at that moment. Below the left soft key is the home key. The home key is the modifier key that allows you to access the features of Mobile Speak smartphone. Next to those two buttons, you have the arrow keys, and then in the center of that kind of a rectangular shape is your enter key. To the right of that, you have the right soft. Below the right soft is a backup key, so you can back up menu levels, back out of programs, that kind of thing. And then on the far right is the end button. End button will also end your program and put you back on the today screen.
No upcoming appointments.
Okay, so that speech is a little better. Another feature that was implemented in version 2.0 are several different key assignment configurations. Right now I'm in what's called the default, and if I press the home key plus the number 5, which on the T-Mobile Dash is also the D key.
Advanced reading.
Advanced reading. You would use the advanced reading when you were working in, say, a Bookshare file, which we'll go over some of that in a little while.
Home. Settings.
The settings. Magnification, this is going to allow you to adjust magnification on the fly.
Home. Default.
And the default, that's the one that's got all of the original key assignments that people have grown accustomed to. So they've added more features, and in the process, they've added kind of a layered structure for the different commands. One of the things with Mobile Speak smartphone is it does give you full access to all of your menus, and it gives you access to most of the features on the phone. So we're going to go into the Start menu here.
Start window list, left Mobile Speak smartphone, left soft more, right soft menu.
So left soft more, right soft menu. Left soft is going to give me more options within my Start menu, and then the right soft is going to give you a menu. Do you want to open the program? Do you want to... It's going to give you access to other things you can do right where you are.
One Mobile Speak smartphone. Control panel window list. One mode. One of six.
Okay, so now I'm in the Mobile Speak smartphone control panel. One of the things that I need to go and set for myself is the phone setting. One of the options that you have with Mobile Speak smartphone is speech during a call, which is nice, except the default is like yelling in my ear, and I don't care for it. So I'm going to go and turn that down a little bit.
For audio settings, five phone settings, five
going into the phone settings.
Phone settings window, speaking volume during the call, list 5, 6 of 6, left soft okay, right soft cancel.
Okay, I'm in this window, and in order to turn that down, I need to use my left and right arrow. Up and down arrow is going to move me up and down the screen. So as I left arrow, you'll hear the numbers go down. 1 is perfect for me. And what that will allow me to do is access phone features if I'm on a call. So if someone else calls me, then I can get the caller ID. I can even go so far as to browse the menus, you know, turn on speakerphone and do all of that kind of thing. Not all phones support speech on a call, but the Dash seems to handle it very well. So then, since that's set, we'll go out of there and out of my start menu altogether, because I'm done setting that. And I'm ready to go on to the Bookshare portion of the demonstration. So we're going to go back into that start menu. Okay, so now I'm going to go to Internet Explorer.
Four contacts.
And I don't remember where
six calendar.
Internet Explorer.
Seven Internet Explorer.
Oh, there it is.
Seven Internet Explorer.
And we're loading a page.
/\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\
on my data connection. I do have a data plan with my cell phone service. The T-Mobile Dash does have Wi-Fi built in. Some phones don't have that as a feature, and all cell phone providers do charge extra for the data service. It varies from plan to plan, but I think I'm paying about $30 a month for the data service. And this gives me access to email on the go. I can just set up my email account and just go ahead and download my email whenever I'm traveling or just not near a computer. So we're going to bring up the menu.
Homepage, 1 of 9. Address bar, 2 of 9.
We're going to go to the address bar.
Address bar window, D9, edit, file colon //backslash windows / default _0409.htm, left soft go, right soft cancel, D9M.
We're deleting zero, out this field because there's a huge long page, or address.
Blank.
So I'm going to type in the website.
W, period, B. K, S, H, A, E, period, O, R, G.
It's kind of slow because it is a little thumb keyboard, but it works okay.
Home, left soft go, right soft cancel.
And left soft is our go, so we're going to go.
Downloading page, http://www.butcher.com. http://www.butcher.org/web/welcome.html window left soft stop right soft menu link Spanish left soft favorite link English email spell edit password
okay.
Spell edit
Whoa,
password
we're
password
going too fast.
Spell edit
okay so now we're where I type in my email address
spell edit K E L Y at D R U M T H O N I C period C O M password star login button
logging in.
https://www.butcher.org/web/welcome.html
okay,
window left soft stop right soft menu.
I think.
Link English left soft favorites right soft menu. Link help. Link private.
So
link English.
Looking for the form
link, help.
Field.
Link privacy. Link contact us. Link image butcher. Search for title or author. Spell edit.
Okay, so now I can search for a title or an author. Let's see. Well, Harry Potter is kind of the big deal now, so let's search for Harry Potter.
H A R R Y Harry P O D E R button. Start search button.
Then we start the search.
Security alert window. When you send information to the internet, it might be possible for others to see that information. Do you want to continue in the future? Do not show this message. Checkbox not checked. Left soft yes, right soft no.
We'll say yes.
Button.
Security alert dialog. You are about to leave a secure internet connection. It will be possible for others to view information you sent. Do you want to continue in the future? Do not show this warning checkbox not checked. Left soft yes, right soft no.
Say yes.
Downloading page. Butcher.org/web/welcome.html window. Left soft stop, right http://www.butcher.org/web/books/simple-search.html ?/Harry+Potter link help left soft favorites right soft menu link privacy.
Okay, so now we go
link
down to where our
simple search spell edit button start search welcome Kelly simple search enter author or title to search for space spell edit search button simple search tips : search for more complex searches. Here is a list of the books containing quote Harry Potter quote. These are books 1 through 10 of 24. Click
ooh,
on the numbered links to move
Harry
sequentially
Potter
through the list. Or select one of the following links to go to a new page : link new search. Link advanced search. Link browse books. Link 1. Link 11. Link 21. Link the magical worlds of Harry Potter : a treasury of myth. By. Link David Colbert. Link download Daisy. Link download BRF. Link Harry Potter Wild Pedro Philosophical open paren edit by.
Oh, Harry Potter in Spanish.
Link, J.K. Rowling's. Link Alicia Delapen and open paren product. Link download Daisy. Link download BRF. Link model net period commencement by. Link Benz. Link Emma. Link Andy Gordon. Link Gretchen Stell. Link Jamie Lawrence. Link Laura Thompson. Link link download VR. Link the Gospel according to Harry Potter by. Link Connie Neal. Link download. Link download. Link what is a Christian by. Link, cut, link, download,
and where
link,
do we
download,
get to
VRM.
The Harry Potter book?
Link, Harry, link, available remotely. Link, Harry Potter and the Goblet of Fire. Link, available remotely. Bye. Link, J.K. Rowling. Link, visit book provider's webpage. Link, Harry Potter and the Goblet of Fire. Bye. Link, J.K. Link, download Daisy. Link, download BRF.
We'll do this one, because it's right there, so we'll download it. Press enter on that link.
Downloading page. Download window, download the 388kb file harry_potter_and_the_g_bps:\my_documents\ left soft yes, right soft menu.
Okay, we'll download that.
Link download, link download.
And it's downloading it. You can also download a BRF file using the computer.
Link, download BRF.
And then copy and paste it over as well.
Warning window, this application was unable to find an active Braille connection. Are you sure you wish to continue? Left soft yes, right soft no.
Okay, I don't have my Braille display hooked up yet, but I can still continue and use this document with the speech. So I'm going to say yes.
Enter butcher password window. Enter butcher password. Spell. Edit password. Left soft OK. Right soft cancel. Star. 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 Delete butcher file window. Do you want to delete the butcher file after unpacking? Left soft yes. Right soft no.
And we're going to delete it because it takes up a lot of space and we don't need to save it.
Line formatting window. Do you want to preserve soft line ending? Left soft yes, right soft no.
Soft line ending? We're going to say yes.
BRF reader window. Spell. Edit 27,591 lines. Left soft open, right soft exit.
And then now we're in the document, so we can go and read it. And one of the advantages to this is that it remembers your place in the document. So it doesn't have the ability to insert a bookmark, but it will remember where you left off.
Home. Advanced reading.
So we'll turn on advanced reading.
Home.
If I do home and X,
Harry Potter and the Goblet
it'll
of Fire
read
one. Notice is required for copyright works.
The file.
Distributed in the United States under 17 U.S.C. Second 121. The information which follows is important since it describes the copyright ownership
and
we've
legal got the copyright
restrictions
stuff
of the use of this butcher.org. Digital material which govern your law. Home. Use.
So then if I press home, it stops it right where it's at. So if I were to go out and come back in, it would put me right back where I left off. There's also the ability to read word by word, sentence by sentence, that kind of thing. It's nice because you can actually go to Bookshare, download a book, unpack the book on the phone, and then be able to read on the go. One of the other things while I was doing this, I was kind of exploring some of the new commands for editing, and it kind of brought up another point that would be worth adding. There's also a help mode where you can actually access the different key assignments while you're learning how to use these new layouts. If you press the home key 4 times in succession.
Home. Command describer mode
there
on.
Goes.
Press this command modifier key 4 times quickly to exit this mode.
So then if I press some of these keystrokes that I'm using, for example, home X.
Read from top command. Read from the start to the end of the document, presentation slide, message, or web page.
Home.
Read whole screen command. Reads the contents of the entire screen. Home. Quit application command. Quits the current application rather than just closing and minimizing its window.
I do home plus
home.
Left soft.
Read status command. Read status information such as battery level and charging state, Bluetooth and active sync status, upcoming appointments, and more.
So it really gives you the option of learning how to use a device on the fly. And for example, if you're somewhere and you know there was a command and you just couldn't remember what it was, you could certainly figure out what the command was that you needed. Okay, so for the sake of time, we're going to move on, and I'm going to show you how to get the Brailleino established, which is my Braille display, through the Mobile Speak control panel. I already set up a partnership with the Bluetooth on this phone. There's a process with Mobile Speak, so I'm going to go through that process. I'm going to go to Start.
List, start window, list, one Mobile Speak smartphone, left soft or right soft menu.
Going into Mobile Speak.
One Mobile Speak smartphone.
And
control panel window, list, one modes, one of six, left soft open, right soft exit.
I'm going to go to device manager.
One restore defaults, one do activation, three my feedback, three of four magnification, four of five device manager, five
there
of six.
It is.
Device manager window, list, no items, left soft back, right soft options.
I'm going to choose options.
Add new device, one of seven.
We're adding a device.
Add new device, one of three window, which type of device would you like to add? List, balcony, one of 19, left
we
soft back, right soft next.
List
which type of device would you like to add?
Devices
list, balcony,
here.
One of 19.
Wonder if I can use first letter navigation.
H, HandyTech Railstar, seven
I
of
can.
19. HandyTech Railwave, eight. HandyTech Rolino, nine of 19. List, add new device to a three window, push a device manager search for your external device. The external device is already paired with my pocket PC slash smartphone. Radio button check one of two, left soft back, right soft next.
And we choose next.
Add new device three of three window, select the device from the list colon, list, Brailleino BL2-07176, one of two, left soft back, right soft next.
And we choose next.
List, device manager window, list, Brailleino BL2-07176, one of one, left soft back, right soft options.
And then there's a little icon on the screen that shows the Brailleino as a Braille display, so I want options.
Add new device, connect,
and we're going to connect.
List, Brailleino BL2-071, Braille ready.
And then I reach over. Braille ready. One of the advantages to using Mobile Speak with a Braille display is if you're a good Braille reader, you can use grade 2 Braille to send text messages, enter information, that kind of thing. One of the things that I've found is if I'm doing a lot of writing, you know, it's just a lot easier to mute the speech. And it translates grade 2 on the fly. So as I'm typing in grade 2, it's showing up as regular text on the screen. Okay, so now we're going to send a text message. We're here at the Today screen, so we're going to go down to
set up e-mail.
Text messaging. Press enter there.
Messaging window, one text slash multimedia, left soft select, right soft menu.
Now I am doing all of this on the keyboard of the Brailleino.
One text slash multimedia.
Press pressing enter again.
List. No items. Left soft delete. Disabled. Right soft menu.
Then we're going to choose a new message. We do a right soft to access that menu.
MMS, one of
and
two.
Then down arrow
SMS,
to
two of two.
SMS. The Braille-ino has triple action keys, so when I say down arrow, they're actually keys on either side of the Braille display that you can use for navigational purposes. Press enter to send this text message. Okay, so I'm going to type in the phone number here. I have it set in 8-dot computer Braille, so I'm going to type this out.
2-1-2 Body rich edit.
And then I can change that on the fly. Just do a chord G.
Grade 1 literary Braille. Grade 2 literary Braille.
Now I'm in grade 2 Braille, so now I can type my message in grade 2 Braille. I'm sending the message to myself, so you'll be able to hear when I get my message.
Comma.
I am demonstrating
demonstrating.
Great.
Exclamation point. The S E use left of the R L Braille.
The use of Braille.
Right print with M O B I L E. Mobile S B 1 speed S M right angle P smart H O quote O period.
Okay. So then I can go up here and review what I said. Looks pretty good. I'm actually reading it in Braille. Okay, so then I'll do a left soft to send it.
Text/multimedia window list. No items. Left soft delete.
Text/multimedia window.
Message
sent.
Message was sent. Left soft OK.
And there I got my message.
Kelly, I am demonstrating.
Okay, everybody, I noticed according to my clock, it's just a little bit after 8 o'clock. That presentation goes on for, about another minute and a half or so. And at this point, I'd like to go ahead and open things up for questions.
Hi, this is Anisia from Atlanta. It was a wonderful presentation, by the way. I wonder if Kelly could talk a little bit about the Braille-ino, the Braille display. How many cells does he have, and how much does it cost?
Okay, well, Kelly's preparing to answer you. Let me ask Fred to open up the text chat screen and text chatters. You don't need to put your name. Just write your question, a brief question. Please, no speeches. Brief question, and Fred, who's our live screen reader, will read them at the appropriate time. Okay? And our microphone gentleman asked from Atlanta, and let's see if Kelly's ready to answer him.
The Braille-ino is a 20-cell portable Braille system. It has a full Braille keyboard for input into the device. It has triple action keys, like I mentioned in my demonstration, on either side of the Braille display. It is a Bluetooth, so it's going to work with all of the different, you can connect it via Bluetooth to a computer, but it also has a serial and USB ability. And then it has user-replaceable AA, it's wonderful. So, because then if I have problems with Braille, then I can just run into a corner store and get problems with a case.
Hello, this is Gary Wood from Lansing, Michigan. Thanks for the splendid review. I was wondering, when you install the program as a demonstration, how do you plug it into? Is it in USB to the computer, or how is that done?
Correct, it is a USB connection to the computer.
Kelly, this is Ben Blagg from Kansas City, and what I would like to know the difference between 2.0, MSS 2.0, and 2.4.0.
I don't know anything about 2.4.0 yet. It's released on Friday. I don't even know that they've started planning on 2.4.0.
Actually, what I think is going on is, is 2.0, I think, isn't it build 40 of version 2.0 that's out there now?
I think it's build 146 or 140.
Kelly, this is Anita again from Atlanta. Your presentation was wonderful. I wonder if you could, I hope it's not too far off the subject, to ask if you could talk a little bit about the differences between smartphones and Windows mobile phones. What are some of the advantages and disadvantages? I mean, and again, like I said, your presentation was pretty powerful.
Anisio, this is Earl. I think, if I may, I'd like to field this one. Perhaps you didn't tune in at the beginning of the presentation. Actually, we did spell out the differences between mobile Symbian smartphones and Windows Mobile smartphone. And really, the difference between Windows Mobile smartphone and Symbian is very analogous to the differences between, say, Linux and Windows. It's just a different operating system or platform, if you will. Both are very widely used. You'll find that Symbian, for our European listeners, will probably attest to this, is probably the most widest used in Europe, whereas Windows Mobile platform tends to be pretty prevalent here in the U.S. However, I can say that there's been a lot of activity around Windows, or rather around Symbian phones lately in the last couple of months. So, but we're really very excited about the 2.0 release of Windows Mobile smartphone from Code Factory. We think that the BRF reader, the ability to download, unpack, and read Bookshare books is unprecedented in terms of what our competitors have to offer, and it's just it's a lot of fun, and especially the user licensing is really second to none.
This sounds excellent. This is Gary Wood again. I was wondering how big are these phones compared to like the ones that have the QWERTY keyboards? Are they much bigger than the regular phones that you put in your pocket?
Keyboard on my phone is a very board, and it's not designed so it's on home row position. You definitely do kind of a hunt and peck sort of thing. The other thing that I was going to mention too, one of the other real main version 2.0 is that now there is Braille support for such as the Motorola Q, which in the past, because of the way it handled this connect, for example, the Braille Eno to the Motorola Q is a Braille display, so that's very exciting as well. But they come in different sizes. There's flip phones. The Tech 820 is a flip phone that works. The 3125 from Singular is also a flip phone. The one that I demonstrated is a phone, and it has a full QWERTY keyboard, whereas most of the flip phones have a numeric keyboard.
This is Earl. If I may kind of confirm that, is everybody hearing everything that Kelly's saying okay? Because I'm not sure if I'm having some issues on my end. We're in different rooms doing this, and she seems to be breaking up. Could somebody confirm whether or not you heard everything that Kelly said or if it's breaking up?
She is breaking up a bit, Earl. You were not, but she is.
Yes, she is breaking up.
Demonstration was fine. I didn't think was there, but when he is.
Let's just stick to one guy answering. I did my best, and we don't need. You guys are very helpful, but Earl wanted to know how Kelly was doing, and the demo was great, Kelly. But you are breaking up. Let's see if Fred has any tech chat questions while we're getting it together here. Let me open it. Okay, Fred, you ready here?
Yeah, I'm hoping I'm on because I've got my sound effects shut off. Anisio Carrilla would like to know how much does the Braille display cost?
Well, let me just preface this by saying that we are actually HandyTech North America, and we're the master distributors in the United States and Canada for the HandyTech line that's developed in Horb, Germany. The Braille Eno that Kelly was using is a 20-cell Braille display with internal functions such as a note-taker, scheduler, Braille calculator, stopwatch, clock, and that kind of thing. It's strictly Braille. And the cost is $3,990 for that particular unit.
Hi, everybody. This is Beth, and my question is to either of our presenters. Are you guys going to have a phone already outfitted with the new MobileSpeak smartphone so that we could just start using the phone out of the box instead of having to install it, or will you have a card with the program that you can just put the card into a phone similar to the System Access Mobile Network, I guess they still call it Key to Freedom, which is a card that you can just install into the computer and start using the program. Thanks.
Sure, I can go ahead and address that. Thank you for the question, Beth. It's a good question. We do sell a couple of different phones, GSM phones, some of the older style 6682s. We can still get those new in the box, and they're really excellent phones. And we do sell full bundle packages. But on the smartphone side of things, we're finding that people are really better off if they go to their provider, put their hands on the different phones that show up on that compatibility list from Code Factory, and see what really works for them. It's really a personal thing. And, of course, we've got different carriers. The most popular Windows Mobile smartphones with Verizon and Sprint tend to be the Motorola Q and the Motorola Q9M, as well as the Pantech PN820. Of course, Kelly was demoing on her T-Mobile Dash, because we are T-Mobile subscribers around here. And AT&T also have a couple of very good options as well. So not going to get into the phone business. It's just, you know, nowadays you buy a two-year contract and you get a phone for a nickel. And actually, I'm not exaggerating that much. I know somebody who got a phone for 99 cents. It was a $400 phone. And since it is a digital good that people can simply download in this wonderful digital age and install themselves, I don't think that we're going to be going to the expense or the trouble of shipping the product when what people are doing now seems to be working really well. And, of course, we do offer the service of installing the software on the phone for people if they don't want to get caught up in you know, that process as well. So, but very good question. Thank you.
As a follow-up to that, do you think that stores, and I know you can't speak for stores individually, but generally speaking, would you assume that stores would help with installation if someone was a little bit nervous about installing? Could a store install the MobileSpeak onto a phone of the customer's choosing when the customer is, you know, right there in the store and you picked out your phone, et cetera? Have you ever heard of anything like that occurring?
Oh, absolutely. It happens all the time. You just never know. Sometimes you talk to a representative from one of the big conglomerates who says that this isn't what they do, that the customer is going to need to do something else. And then we've got other, you know, corporate stores that will absolutely go the whole route of downloading and installing the software, making sure it works. And we are always talking to folks from the various carriers on this note. So it really, it's like, you know how you call it directory assistance and they tell you that number can't be found, and then you call back again, and then they give you the number right away? Kind of works like that. You're kind of at the mercy of whoever it is you end up encountering as you're, you know, in your quest for your new phone.
Earl, what is the cost of the MobileSpeak software that Kelly demonstrated there?
Well, there are other distributors, I should say, in the United States, and the software is going to vary from place to place, but from us, it's $295. We do ask the people to consider that when they call us and ask for support, whether it be where to find the product, how to download it. We do go to great lengths to really get people up and running, and our hope is that even though somebody might be offering it for $20 less somewhere else, that people will appreciate the level of support that they get from Handy Tech North America and come back even though maybe it might not be the least expensive option for purchasing. I can tell you that there are situations we've encountered where people would call us up and for weeks and weeks, every day, and then all of a sudden we never hear from them again until after they have a problem. They say that they purchased from somebody else, but wonder if we would just help them out with just this one problem. So, but $295 is I think a pretty fair price for this, as well as the Symbian version of MobileSpeak.
Sound like MobileSpeak's a good. I thought that MobileSpeak dealt with the AT&T over the other companies.
Yes, Code Factory did announce an arrangement with AT&T a few months back. They projected that the AT&T would be offering MobileSpeak. I don't know if it's a smartphone or Symbian or both. Sometime this fall. And, of course, here we are this fall. I think it's going to be pretty soon if they do it at all.
Hello, Earl. This is Stan Luttrell in Medford, Oregon. And I have a question for you. What about if you purchase, because I have an old 66, I mean, it's not old, but I mean, it's a while back, a 6620 from Nokia. Now, and an older version of MobileSpeak. Is there a migration path that people can take depending on what you want to do, whether it's smartphones or Symbian? Just go through that a little bit, if you could, please.
Excellent question, Stan, and great to hear your voice again. I was. Are you still there in Medford? You can answer that question after I answer your question. There is an upgrade. I guess we're calling it an upgrade path from MobileSpeak Symbian to smartphone, and from smartphone to Symbian, and I can tell you that there are a lot of people that take advantage of both, and that is $150 if you are a registered MobileSpeak for Symbian user or MobileSpeak for smartphone user, and you'd like to transfer over to the other platform. We can hook you up for $150.
I am still in Medford, Oregon, and doing very well, and I'll talk to you one of these days because I have a lot of things to touch bases with you about.
Very good. Fred, are there any text questions, please?
That was the only one so far.
Earl, this is Ben again, and I would like to say that you and I have dealt, you, Kelly, and I have dealt fairly frequently in the last 30, 40 days, and I'd like to say that I have never found any better support from any group of people than I have from Triumph or Handytech US. And even before the software is paid for, you get right in there and you've helped me a great deal. And I want to thank you very much.
Oh, Ben, it's been entirely our pleasure. And I'm humbled because this is very high accolade coming from a guy in the tech support field himself. Thank you so much for that.
This is Beth again. I have heard in the past, not from you guys, but I've heard that the internet is very slow on mobile phones, and yet in the demonstrations I've heard from you guys, both tonight and in the past on Blind Cool Tech, wow, it's really snappy. So now I'm confused. What's the story on internet connection with mobile phones, and how about, could you say, download a Blind Cool Tech podcast, and also can you get a better speaker? I believe there are speakers made for these phones, and they may even be speakers that you can use for making a call so that you'll have better sound.
Yeah, you know, I have to apologize for the sound quality of the presentation. We had everything set up with a nice Mackie 1604 mixing console and microphones, and running into the computer. Except it had a horrible hum. So what we ended up doing is taking the microphone and closing it in some closed cup headphones. Yeah, it seemed to work okay, but it's definitely, we could have done better on the quality, the sound quality. The presentation was excellent. In answer to your question, though, yeah, you're going to have different levels of success with different platforms. For example, The Windows Mobile smartphone, Mobile Speak smartphone version 2.0, I think is really a huge step forward in terms of performance. We have worked quite extensively, as has a lot of the folks on the beta team, with Code Factory, reporting results in terms of how much resources have been used up. And I have to say they've really, really made this a snappy, efficient release of Mobile Speak, and that rather Mobile Speak smartphone, and that makes all the difference in the way you can do your phone can do everything else. You know, Kelly downloaded that that Harry Potter book in just a matter of seconds. Haven't tried downloading a podcast directly to my phone yet. Maybe there's another listener on that can speak to that, but I don't think neither Kelly nor myself have had that experience yet.
And no, I wasn't referring to the sound quality of the demonstration before with my other question about speakers. I was just saying, suppose you have a smartphone and you want to sit back and read a book, but you don't want to hold the phone up to your ear, and it might get distorted if you turn the volume up with the little teeny speaker that's actually in the phone. Can you get larger speakers that you can plug into the phone and put it on your coffee table and sit back and enjoy reading with a better sound quality?
Yeah, Beth, thanks a lot. After I released the mic, I tried keying it again. By the time I came back, you were already answering. You were asking the question for a second time that I neglected to answer the first time. And the answer is absolutely yes. In fact, when I'm on the road in one of the company cars and I'm listening to a book, what I'll do is I've got one of those cassette adapters. You just plug it into the cassette player. That's how old my car is. I still have a cassette player. And plug the other end into my phone. If it's a pocket PC phone, my pocket PC phone is the HW6915, and it sounds great. Of course, you can plug any audio source into any number of speakers. iPod speakers are great. I know the Altec Lansing speakers that Kelly just recently got with her Victor Reader Stream just smoke. I can't believe the quality of those things. So, yeah, absolutely. In the case of Kelly's phone, though, the T-Mobile Dash has a really weird proprietary end on it. And actually, it's a USB mini, and it comes with a headphone that has a USB mini end, and we just have not been able to find find an adapter for that. In answer to your question, once again, absolutely, you can plug in speakers. You can even plug your phone into a stereo system if you've got a stereo system, like into an auxiliary or something like that.
See, that's interesting. You can plug a plug a phone into the stereo system. I was wondering a while back. I was asking you about how big these phones are, but I was wondering, I have a flip phone now from Verizon, but how much bigger would you say one of your phones are that use a QWERTY keyboard? Can you tell me offhand?
I can address that. I still put my phone in my pocket, and I like to carry it, and I find that it's not a problem at all. The other thing that I was going to mention in answer to your question, Beth, is that you can use a Bluetooth, one of those little ear headsets, the Motorola, the one that I use. And so that really helps as far as listening to that on the go. It's just one ear, so it's not something I would do for, like, stereo, you know, music listening, but it's fine for hearing mobile speak.
Very good. Let's see if someone can ask a question who has not asked one yet, please, on microphone. So if you've asked one or two already, or three. Let's give others a chance, if we can, please. So who wants to ask the next question?
Yeah, I have to go in a little bit, so I'd like to ask a question. It might sound kind of ignorant, but I was wondering, does this work on just any phone, or do you have to have a special phone? And if you do, where do you get them? Where do you get those phones? Can you get them just about any place or where? I'd just like to know that. Thanks.
Okay. Well, no, I can say that it definitely the software does not work on just any phone. So we do encourage you to go to the Code Factory website, which is at www.codefactory.es, and take a look at the compatibility lists out there for the different software packages. And once you've got that information, once you're armed with that, you can go to your provider and say, well, this is what the software is compatible with. What do you have that's on this list?
Fred, any tech chat questions, please? I'm sorry, we weren't hearing you, if that was Fred.
No, that was Clara Howard, the person who has the question up in text chat that I was about to read. She has no audio coming through, so I'll go ahead and read her question. Is there a training program in the U.S. for helping the blind users?
Well, there isn't a training program per se, but that's a really good idea. Using forums such as this would be a fantastic way of conveying information about the various, actually having little clinics about the various software packages would be a good idea. We're always trying to update our website and post demonstrations that could basically be considered little tutorials in effect, that kind of thing. But I have to say that Code Factory does an excellent job of documentation. So when you download that software program, this is another feature. When you download the software program right there in that zip file, you will see the documentation that goes along with that software. And, of course, we encourage people to read that thoroughly while they're learning how to use the software on their phone.
Hi, this is William from Michigan. I have try not to ask too many questions, but I enjoyed the presentation. If someone wanted to get a phone, and maybe a smartphone was too much, but just say one wanted to get a phone where they can completely use all the features of the phone, you know, the contact list and all of that, is this software too much for that? And, I mean, what I mean is this too much software for a phone, or do you have to use a smartphone? And then lastly, in the making an acquisition or a choice for a phone that can be totally accessible, can HandyTech help in that process? Thank you.
Okay, first of all, in answer to your second question, absolutely. We're always happy to answer questions. We do encounter many phones in our line of work because we've got people shipping them to us to install the software. You know, that it's an ongoing, it's a moving target for us because there are phones coming out, it seems, literally every day. And we don't know everything about every phone, but we'll try to do the best we can. As far as a particular software package being too much, you know, I don't think so. I think that MobileSpeak smartphone has features. Okay, I thought I lost me. I think the MobileSpeak smartphone has features that some people will choose to use or not, and the most frequently used features are going to be to turn up the volume, speed up the speech, check your call log, contacts calendar, and things like that. But then there's a whole bunch of other things that you can do beyond what you get with the phone itself. For example, you can download third-party applications. MobileSpeak smartphone now supports a note-taking program called FatNotes, which has a very advanced file management system built into it. You can work with Word documents, PowerPoint, Excel, that kind of thing on the Windows Mobile 6 platform, and not everybody's going to choose to do that. So I think we all have equipment and technology in our homes that do all kinds of things, like a fancy microwave I've got upstairs. It doesn't matter whether it's a popcorn or a baked potato or an enchilada. I just, you know, press the popcorn button to cook it. So, no, that's not true. But you see my point. Not everybody's going to use the technology the same way, but what's important is that it works for their particular use.
Is there an email list for MobileSpeak users?
Absolutely. There are email lists. Again, I'm going to direct you to the Code Factory website, www.codefactory.es, and there you will find several lists. You'll find a notifications list, so Code Factory can let you know what's the latest. They actually have SMS messaging. And it's important to point out that obviously charges apply. We've got unlimited SMS messaging here because we do so much of it. So I mean, that's a pretty nifty feature. Also, there is a user list for each of the different platforms, Symbian, Windows Mobile Smartphone, and Pocket PC, that people can join. And you're going to find that a lot of the same people are on all three of those lists, or two out of three of the lists. So there is some crossover there.
Fred, this is Adizio again from Atlanta. If I can ask another question, and please, I had to step away for a few minutes to put my daughter to sleep, so if this question has been asked, I'll listen to it in the archives. But if it hasn't, I wonder if you could address the plans, AT&T plans, to provide this technology for their blind customers.
Yeah, actually, this had been touched on earlier. There are plans for AT&T to carry the MobileSpeak line. And unfortunately, I'm not really in a position to discuss it at length because, in effect, AT&T will be selling a product that we've been selling for a long time, in essence, as a competitor. So I think that AT&T has a disabilities services department. Can't remember what exactly it's called, but those folks are up on what is going on with MobileSpeak. And I'm sure they would be happy to answer your questions.
I'm Martin Nelson from Philadelphia. Perhaps this question should not be asked, since I guess it's dealing with a rival screen reader, but I have a lot of contact with people in Latin America and Spain, and most of them use the program Talk, which uses the JAWS eloquence speech. I was wondering if you might want to comment about that.
Do you have a specific question in comparison between Code Factory's MobileSpeak and Talks?
Well, basically, I was just wondering, you know, why, well, how should I say it? I know you're representing, obviously, Code Factory. I guess if you can comment, could you make a comparison between the two programs to any degree?
Well, no problem. I mean, we do recognize that people have, there is such a thing as consumer choice, and in fact, while we mostly represent the Code Factory line, we do have access to the Talk screen reader as well, because we do understand that people have different levels of you know, different tastes. Some people like DeckTalk, some people like Eloquence, and we are in the business of giving our customers what it is that they want to meet their needs. The thing, I won't talk about Talks, because I think that the fair thing to do is to have a representative from Nuance talk about Talks. What I do like about MobileSpeak is the fact that historically there has never been a charge for an upgrade. Staying within the same platform, so a person who purchased MobileSpeak 3 years ago on the Symbian platform can update their Symbian 8 phone, or maybe they, you know, transfer the license. But if it's on the same device, actually, if you are updating on the same device, you can do that for free. And now with the user-centered licensing that now comes with MobileSpeak smartphone, you can actually deactivate a device and then activate a new device. So if you've reached the end of a life of a particular phone, maybe it's broken, something's not working, or it's just this particular phone isn't working for you, you just go out, deactivate the phone, and then use the user ID that you get from us to activate a new phone. And that is, I think, really unprecedented in the industry. The other thing I like about MobileSpeak is the ability to input in grade 2 Braille. I know that Tox does a fantastic job with the output of grade 2 Braille, but I am not aware of a grade 2 back translator. You know, as Kelly demonstrated on earlier, she can actually type in grade 2 Braille, and it back translates on the fly, so the person receiving the text message gets text.
How about recording capability on these phones? I've heard demonstrations in the past about that you can make, I guess they're digital recordings. How good are the recordings? Are they CD quality? Are they above CD quality? What's the deal on that? And I assume that you have reference to the recording settings. You can do that using MobileSpeak products.
Yeah, well, on the phone that I happen to be using now, it's the M95. And I've actually assigned the right soft button to the recording application. And you can go and set it to low, medium, high quality. I have mine set on high quality. But it's really intended for voice recording, so doing real, you know, pristine audio recordings of an orchestra or something like that is probably doable, but you probably wouldn't get as good a result if you, you know, for example, were using something like the Eterol or the DS50. I do have to say, on the Windows Mobile side of things, there are some applications that you can purchase and get some pretty outstanding results. So there are some recorders on the market that you can, third-party applications you can download, install on your Windows Mobile device, and then bring one of these really high-tech microphones into the mix, and you can get some pretty impressive results.
Earl, for people that like the Eloquence versus other speech text-to-speech engines, and I know this personal preference, Can you install Eloquence with MobileSpeak?
On the Symbian platform, people who have historically had Eloquence when it was available for MobileSpeak, those are the only people at this time that can continue to use the Eloquence TTS, if I'm not mistaken. It is not available from Code Factory. It is no longer available from Code Factory. However, if you go to the Code Factory site, you will see that I think we heard there were 27 options for English TTSs by Acapella and Loquendo, and some of these voices are based on real human speech, what are known as concatenative speech engines, and the quality can be quite startling. I mean, very, very good. We tend to recommend that people download and install the Phonics DeckTalk version of MobileSpeak, because it is the most responsive and the most efficient TTS when compared with some of the some of the more human sounding speech engines, because in order to get it to sound human, there's a lot more processing that's involved. But on some phones, it seems to be working quite well. In fact, on a lot of phones, people tend to get the Phonics first for responsiveness, and then for reading long bodies of text, like we can now do with the BRF reader, order a second TTS like Loquendo Susan or Acapella Heather.
Earl and Kelly, very, very good presentation. My name is Jerry Hogan out of San Antonio. I do have the N95, but I have Talk, but while is the mobile speech on your N95 with a receiver and using the Wayfinder, and I'm with T-Mobile myself. Could I go with the? Do I have to go with this $30 a month plan to use a Wayfinder? And with this new mobile speech upgrade, how well is Wayfinder assets working with the new mobile speech on the N95 that you're using and your Dash phone?
Well, Wayfinder Access is strictly, at this point in time, a Symbian product, and I'm not aware of any plans for them to port that over into the Windows Mobile platform. It would be a fantastic thing if they did, because I really believe that the first company that does this, and my gosh, if we weren't a small company here with limited resources, I think I'd like to jump on board and develop something myself. But I think the first person that does it wins. Windows, there's a lot of people using Windows Mobile phones, both on Pocket PC and the smartphone side. Wayfinder Access on my N95 is wonderful. A lot of people don't know this, but the N95 actually has its own GPS receiver. When you use the GPS receiver on the N95 itself, it tends to drain the battery quite quickly, but that becomes a negligible consideration when you're riding in a car and you're being the navigator and you've got the phone plugged into a cigarette lighter or a power inverter or something, so the battery is not an issue. But I've still used it on pedestrian routes. I find that the GPS receiver on my N95 tends to lose the connection, and then Wayfinder tells me I'm now off route, and then it reestablishes and everything's good again. So I think that probably the best way to go, even if you do have a GPS receiver on your phone, I think the external GPS receivers are the way to go, because they have their own power source, they have their own battery, and you're going to find that because you're not scanning for satellites on top of everything else, that your battery is going to last a lot longer on the Symbian phone. Does that answer your question?
Scott Erickson has asked, do you know what the HP 500 voice messenger smartphone is like, and how responsive is a smartphone compared to a Symbian phone such as the N95?
Before you go any further, I have the Holic M1000, and if you use that instead of using the GPS receiver on the phone itself, which you probably already tried, how much longer life would you have?
You would have probably, I would say, probably about 70% more battery life per charge using an external GPS receiver. Now, in answer to the question regarding the HP iPack voice messenger, I think it's the 510, I have not had my hands on one, and my supplier, for some reason, has not been able to come up with one for me, even though I do know they're available. So I really don't have any point of reference with regard to the voice messenger per se. I think when you're comparing the battery life you get with a Symbian phone versus a Windows Mobile phone, I've observed that the Symbian phones tend to have a better battery life, but then there's one out there that I've seen a lot of traffic about, the Nokia N75, where people are saying that, well, this one doesn't have very good battery life, but that might be due to something going on when T-Mobile locks the phone to their network. So I don't know, that's a tough one. My personal experience with AT&T, it locks the phone to their network. My personal experience with T-Mobile, I've used the HP iPack 6915 and the N95, which is a Symbian phone. I used to have the T-Mobile Dash, and I've observed that the Symbian phones tend to win out over the Windows phone when it comes to battery life. But with this latest release of Windows Mobile smartphone, because it is such an efficient release in terms of memory consumption, actually people are reporting greatly increased battery life with this latest release of smartphone.
Hello, Earl. This is Stan again. I have a question, because one of the things that I am ticked off about I have the 6620, and unfortunately I'm using Eloquence as a speech synthesizer, and my beef is not with the speech so much, but it does tend to chew up the battery life, and if you're on a long trip, it can be a real pain. Now, I'm hearing, with the DeckTalk synthesizer, should I migrate to that? You know, would that be a better option?
Well, how about if we do it this way, Stan? Give us a call and download and install the Mobile Speak software onto your 6620. Give us a call. We'll hook you up with a 30-day trial, and you can be the judge of that yourself. That goes for anybody. We can either generate 30-day trials on the Symbian platform and, of course, the Windows Mobile platform. You can actually do it yourself with a connection to the Internet. Anybody can have a 30-day trial. And a lot of times people run the 30-day software trial concurrent with the trial of the actual hardware or the phone itself. So, give us a call, and we can hook you up with a trial. Also, I want to mention here that we've got an abundance of Symbian 6, 7, and 8 software. By abundance, I mean about 39 of those licenses in our inventory. And we're actually clearing those out for people who are using a different screen reader right now on their Symbian phone for $99. So if you want to go with the DeckTalk TTS, grade 2 back translation, or rather grade 2 translation, and all the stuff that Symbian 8, other stuff that Symbian 8 has to offer, just give us a call. I think it's a really very, very good price.
Fred, I hope I'm not monopolizing Earl, not monopolizing this conversation, but this is Anisia from Atlanta. Could you briefly talk about prices between a phone with Symbian smartphone, mobile speaks for smartphones, Symbian, or versus a Windows mobile smartphone and the mobile speak software for that? Is there a big difference in price?
Actually, the cost of the mobile speak smartphone for the Windows mobile platform and the Symbian platform is identical at $295 each.
Well, I was impressed with the presentation tonight, I'm going to sometime go to your website and check more about these things. Do you have any favorites of which phone providers you like, or I don't know if that's a good question to ask, or which phone you like best?
Yeah, that's I think a pretty personalized question. I think that everybody has their own reasons for liking what they like. A lot of times it's the family that makes the decision. Everybody in my family is on Verizon. They've been on Verizon for 20 years or 2 months, and we can talk for free, or maybe we're on T-Mobile and we can talk, T-Mobile to T-Mobile minutes and that kind of thing. So a lot of times it's not even the phone, the device that is the decision maker. A lot of times it's the plan, the deal that people can get on the plan, and who else they know, that kind of thing. But I can't really say for myself whether or not I have a favorite phone. I mean, initially I used a Pocket PC phone, the iPac 6915. Which I absolutely love. It's got a wonderful QWERTY keyboard on it, and very tactilely friendly. But a little bit big for me. But then Wayfinder Access came along, GPS navigation, and that's what it took for me to decide with that because I travel so much, that Wayfinder is the thing that is probably most important to me. So I'm using the Symbian phone, wishing that I could download books from Bookshare onto it, but I can't yet. But you can bet that history is an indicator for Code Factory, that they will be following suit with the Symbian platform sometime down the road. down the road, at least I can only hope.
Yeah, I was wondering, could you either repeat the website for the recommendations for the phones or whatever you called it, or put it in the text chat?
In the text chat?
I believe it's www.codefactory.es, Rose. Let me ask if there's another text question, and then officially we're going to close here. Our speakers have been terrific, and if this is an example of the support and the care that we would give, I'm highly impressed. And believe me, you can tell me all you want about AT&T and other people, but they're not going to do it like these guys, supporting you, helping you with the download, staying with you, et cetera, et cetera. You will not get that. If you're lucky, you may call someone in the States, in the United States, but you may also be outsourced somewhere. Anyway, Fred, is there a last text question? And then I'm going to thank these people. If they want to stay on, that's up to them, but I want to be fair to them as well. So, Fred, is there a final text chat question here that we can ask them?
Well, I got two questions in text chat, one that I can handle and one that I can pass on. Actually, there's more than that. There's about four new questions that have come in the last couple of minutes. But Lillian is asking about archives, and the archives are on the accessibleworld.org homepage. The link is very near the top of the page. There is a link for Tech Talk training archives and also for symposium archives up there. And the question for Earl will be from Martin Nelson. Can MobileSpeak switch from one language to another?
Oh, you caught me at a disadvantage. You know, I think it depends on the version. You can buy text-to-speech engines in different languages, but I don't believe that any platforms have the ability to just kind of switch on the fly like some of your PC screen readers do. Kelly, do you want to go ahead and do you know anything more about that than I do? Because I don't.
I'm really not sure, but what I could recommend, if you really need to know, this helps you to make the decision, give us a call, and what we can do is we can work and out the answer to that question.
This is Jerry Hogan. One at a time, I'd like to have a comment. I'll back off with the key.
Well, Earl, I want to take this opportunity to thank you and Kelly for an excellent presentation. You battled some technical issues, but you hung in there, and we appreciate that. You know, it's up to you if you want to stay a little longer, but officially, I did want to bring this to a close. I want to say that the questions from this audience were very intelligent questions, and I mean that in the most complimentary manner. You guys are fabulous and very courteous and are learning the system to give the speaker, the presenter, a chance to answer the question. You guys were perfect. So thank you on behalf of Accessible World very, very much. You guys did a beautiful job here.
Thank you so much, and we appreciate the opportunity to come on. I think this is a fantastic forum to discuss technology, and we welcome the opportunity to do it again in the future. Kelly and I will be hanging around here for a few more minutes. In fact, I think what I'd like to do is, if there aren't any more questions for us, we would like to come back. What I'll do is I'll leave the contact information here now for those of you who might be ready to copy. The website is, our website is www.handytech, handytech.us. The email address where you can reach us is info@handytech.us. And our telephone number here in the U.S. is 651-636-5184. And what I'll do is, for those of you who are going to be sticking around, and if you want to copy that number again, we'd be happy to stay around for a few more minutes, and then I think what I'll do is I'll go ahead and repeat that contact information again.
And this is Rob Turner, Earl, and I also wanted to extend my thanks to both you and Kelly for an excellent job. Unfortunately, I didn't get to hear all of it. I had some network problems, but I did hear most of it, and again, very much appreciate it. So thanks a lot.
And Jerry Hogan, again, I like to comment to you guys. Very good. And I've been on your site. You've been very cooperative. I would like to mention that I have just recently heard a few weeks ago, and I don't know if you have heard this yet, but I heard it from Leo Laporte on KFI, being from L.A., and you saw we listened to it there, that Sprint there was some kind of lawsuit, like, and I can't get it in a word, but they have officially unlocked their phone. And if you have, and I guess Verizon's going to follow in on this. That's so, and I guess T-Mobile and AT&T probably will follow in on this too. But what I'm trying to say, you can take your N95 phone you have there and take it to Sprint or take it to Verizon or take it to anybody, and they'll unlock and you can use the phone there. And I was thinking there, and then let's say if you went through Sprint, you might be able to use your Wayfinder and be on the Sprint or the Verizon plan. Do you think so?
Yeah, you know, actually, it's there are two different types of networks. The CDMA, which tends to be the Sprint and Verizons of the world, and there's GSM/GPRS, which tends to be the T-Mobiles and AT&Ts of the world. And you can't use a GSM phone on a CDMA network. So, but you could use a Sprint phone on the Verizon network. And, of course, there are any number of unlocked Symbian phones that you can use on any GSM network, such as AT&T, Rogers, or T-Mobile.
Well, the N95 have the WCDMA.
Earl, this is Anisio. I wonder if you wouldn't mind answering this question. It's a little bit, I guess, more about phones than software itself. But you mentioned before, in answer to my question, that the mobile speak for smart Windows mobile smartphones and mobile speak for Symbian smartphones, the price is the same. Do you have any idea what is there a significant difference between the phones themselves, the ones that work on Symbian smartphones versus Windows mobile smartphone?
No, you know, the fact is there are just too many devices and too many variables in the equation. It is just simply not possible to say that Symbian works better than Windows mobile smartphone or vice versa. You know, I think it depends on the device. I think it depends on the network coverage where you are. It depends on the battery life that you're getting with your phone. So it's just too many things to consider. There are a lot of very good phones out there, and there are some not so good phones out there, but we won't talk about those.
Hey, what's the best way to go about finding the ideal phone for you? Is it talking to an AT&T store or talking to someone like you guys that have experience with lots of those phones on both platforms with the adaptive software?
We are always happy to talk to you. Just give us a call. I'm going to leave my contact information, rather our contact information here once again. Telephone number is area code 651-636-5184. The website is www.handytech.us. Here you'll find all the products that we carry, as well as some product demonstrations and that sort of thing. And of course, you can always drop us an email at info@handytech.us. I'm not sure if there's really a best way to find the perfect phone for you. Some of the providers allow for trials, 15 or 30 day trials, and as I mentioned earlier, it's often a good idea to run the 30 day trial that comes with any of the Code Factory products in concurrence with the trial of the hardware itself. And I know people have tried 3, 4, 5 different pieces of hardware before they finally decided, after agonizing over what phone to get, they finally decide this is the one for me, whatever that might be.